This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
That a woman in California was recovering after she tried to perform plastic surgery on her own face.
I've done that. I had an ingrown hair on my face.
You performed plastic surgery on
your own. I was ill. I had this, it was like a little golf ball.
Yeah.
And this hair
was... You shouldn't
was,
let those things fester.
I didn't.
You need to pop those.
I tried and then it was like really hurting my jaw. It was like I was giving birth to a little Greek lady on my face. What did she do? Did she use anesthesia?
Well, she was 54. But I don't know if that's significant, but anyway.
It sounds it.
After a visit to a plastic surgeon, she went online and bought a vial of liquid silicone for $10.
Yes.
Then injected it into her lips and her cheek.
Or like polyfiller.
Yeah. But the next day her face swelled up and she had to undergo surgery to correct the horrifying results.
What a dumb mole. There's been so much talk, you know, like after last Friday's shocking news, you know, MJ not, you know, passing away.
Yeah.
But we did last week, we did cross live to LA and we did speak to Bubbles very quickly. We should actually try and get into the, you know, into the nitty gritty of it all. And I thought, you know, occasionally Lourdes rings up.
She does.
And I thought we should try and maybe connect with one of those poor unfortunate children.
And have you made contact?
I think so.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Was that Liza Minnelli?
Daddy!
Oh, is that Prince? Are you Prince 1 or 2?
Prince Michael Jr.
Hello, Prince Michael. Are you the first one or the second one?
I can't remember.
Or are you Blanket?
That's personal.
Oh, listen, how are you coping?
Not very well, because I don't know who's my mommy.
That's my next question. I was going to say, are you looking forward to staying with Mama Catherine?
She's old. She's wrinkly.
But she's done the job before. She's.
And then someone said, Diana Ross, who the hell is that?
Well, Diana Ross is who your dad looks like. Sorry. Isn't that who he modelled himself on?
I don't know.
Hey,
it's breaking out into song.
Listen, I can't remember if you're one or two, but whoever you are, yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, he's moonwalking. One person that we haven't spoken to or we haven't spoken about for a little while is my straight mate, Matt.
Have you been in contact with your straight mate, Matt?
I did have a little encounter with my straight mate, Matt.
That's hard to say.
Yeah, he's hard to do. But you know what's wrong with my straight mate, Matt? I said to him, do you want to catch up? You know, we have to catch up. He goes, yeah, let's catch up. And then I rang him up on the Saturday to say, do you want to catch up? And he said, yeah, look, whatever. And I said, okay. And I said, well, listen, I do have something to do. What about if we meet? He goes, look, it's really cool, whatever. And I said, okay. I was going to have a shower. It'd probably take me like half an hour. And he's going, look, no pressure. No, there's no rush. I'm going to be in Northcote.
See, this story, I'm already seeing the pattern here.
Yeah, so what did I do? My time.
Oh,
and then I rang him to say, then I was driving to Northcote and I thought I better send him a text message, but he didn't answer. And then I tried ringing him and I thought, because I wanted to sort of say, Matt, I'm on the way. Where are we going to meet? And then there was no answer. So the closer I got to Northcote, I thought, this is turning into a tragedy. And I thought, what am I going to do? So then I turned my car around and I was heading home. Then the phone rang. It was him. And he was like, he was a bit angry.
Oh, see, no, you can't turn angry when he was just saying everything's cool, don't worry.
He was a bit angry. And I said, what are you angry about, straight mate Matt? And he said, well, he goes, bloody long half an hour. And I said, well, what happened to being so cool and like...
Laid back.
So he got stuck in Northcote Shopping Centre, and that'll do anyone's head in. But then we decided to go and have a beer, and he was really narky. I had to do so much work to try and get him back on track. And then I said, so then I had to like fake, you know, sort of feign interest and sort of say, well, tell me, have you met any nice girls?
Maybe that might have been the what did it.
Have you met any nice girls lately on RSVP? The last story was that he was meeting up with some cougar woman.
Straight boys love the cougars.
They love a cougar. And I said, tell me about your cougar. Anyway, he said, oh, we had a date. You know, he's like 10 years younger.
Right.
So I was trying to work out who took control and how did it go? You know, how did it all go? I think the cougar wanted him to make a decision about where they were going to meet.
Yeah.
Guess where they went to meet?
Where?
At Putt-Putt. I said, you can't take a 45-year-old woman to Putt-Putt. And I said, Matt, did you even think about what sort of message you're trying to drive home?
I know the message.
What's your message?
A hole in one.
Yes. That's what... See us, Rainbow... High five, Rainbow.
It is the homo helpline.
It is the homo helpline.
Have we had a few?
No. Yes, we have. There was a very early one from Frank in North Fitzroy. Here we are. He goes, here we are at another end of the week, blah, 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 doom, blah, blah, blah.
Edit.
Yes. I maybe have a homo helpline. I'm a bit of a confused.
Edit.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a confused boy. Now, what? I gave up work this week.
Okay, that's all right.
Now I'm planning a road trip.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, beige, but I need to drive and drive and drive.
Well, that's okay.
Is this a midlife crisis at 38-ish? Or is there something else to do in a new city? He loves Melbourne and he loves the fact that we make him laugh, but he's feeling like he needs to sort of get away.
2 months, 3 months, whatever it takes.
Not if you don't have a job.
Well, he's blowing all his money. He might have got a package. How do you know?
Don't blow, Frank. Listen to Auntie Benny, don't blow.
Really? I'd blow it.
You would.
If I'd always wanted to do that.
He can't, Frank. He's single and he has no one to support him.
You are so nonna.
No, honey, I've been there. It's not easy.
Picture this. Gets his package, he blows it, and he meets the man of his dreams on a road trip.
Darling, you're not going to meet... If the man of my dreams was on the side of a road, I'd have a very sorry bloody life.
Can't control everything.
Yes, you can. With Botox.
Because if he obviously detested his work, didn't like it, he wants to try something different.
You put up with the crap at work.
Really? Would you recommend that for people?
I would highly recommend. I've been doing it for years. Now, we've got a message here from all the way from Germany, Peter in Germany. He says, hi there from Munich. I just got home from work and have just turned you both on. It's so hot and humid here.
Oh, really?
I'm still in my uniform and I'm all hot and sweaty. Imagine that. There's also a message here. Hello, Benny and Frank. Great to hear you guys again. You make my night. Bye. And big kiss from Bruno.
Is Bruno bye? Is this a bye?
Oh, I think instead of writing B-Y-E, he wrote B-I.
Oh, okay. So as in goodbye.
Yes, you can get bad ones too. And there's a lovely one here. Love your taste in coffee. Love the show. And that's from Ms. Trace in Ballarat.
Yeah, so Ballarat and Munich. Internet. And Doha.
Like international locations. Doha, Munich and Ballarat.
Gorgeous.
And North Fitzroy.
Mm-hmm.
International locations. Rob wanted a song played so that he could tell his partner that he loved him and he wanted to say happy anniversary. But guess what? It was a 19-month anniversary.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No, it's not.
Why 19 months?
That's like calling your kid Tamisha and celebrating a day late. It's like calling your kid Tarangle or something. You know, like... You know, or like...
Shaniqua.
Yes. It's so bogan. Do you know what I mean?
Why? Why do you say that? Is it because it's 19?
19 months.
It's not like 2 years.
It's not
years.
Even something significant. They're going to be split...
It could be significant.
No, they're going to be split up in a couple of months.
Oh, dear.
Well, Brad from Doha. Doha. I know. He wrote a little essay. Question is, without ironing, how does one get the creases out of your shirt?
You know, I've got a good solution to that. Getting the creases out without an iron.
With a steamer?
Yeah. All he has to do is hang them all up in the bathroom and steam up the room.
Oh, that's why your shirts are all mouldy.
I actually iron my shirts. You couldn't tell, really, but I do.
I thought, when are grey polka dots in fashion?
Ha ha ha. But that's a good way to do it.
Now, I heard recently that someone in the army got a very serious burn from trying to iron their shirt. They had a crease on their shirt and they were about to do a lineup and actually tried to steam a crease
Of it
while he was wearing it.
Oh, he wasn't too bright, was
he? These are the people looking after our country.
Poor love.
These are the people flying F-111s.
He was trying to be quick.
These are the people with their finger on a trigger. Cute, but dumb. I had a moment where I was on a date. He was a real guzzler. Like, he loved not... I mean, wine. Wine. We ordered a bottle of wine. We had been drinking all night, and then he ordered a bottle of wine, and we had tried to have some dinner, and I was like, I can't eat anymore. When are we going to your house? There was still, like, half a bottle of wine left, and then he wanted me to go get the bill to pay, like, to organise that. As I got up, he said, can you ask the waitress for a cork? Obviously, he wanted to bring the wine home. Mm. But I still had a full glass of wine, and as I went to the counter, I turned around, because then I started having soundtrack, because I thought, well, after all this wine and food, and, like, we're in the city, and, like, obviously I'm going to be spending the night at his house. Wouldn't you have seen that?
No.
No. Well, it didn't happen because I turned around and the soundtrack, I heard the soundtrack trying to imagine. It was very kind of, you know, Miami Vice kind of look. And then I looked at the table and he had my glass and he was pouring the wine back into the bottle.
What was the soundtrack?
And then the soundtrack went, scratch. Earlier on in the show, I was talking about my mate Matt, that we did have someone in the studio. The lovely Jack was outside and he was telling us of his experiences with his straight friends at work. And I had to sort of convince Jack to walk into the studio and just have a quick chat to us about his straight man.
We've strapped him down.
Yeah, we have. He's very nervous. But anyway, I said, look, it'll be fine. You're just talking to the two fat lattes. Hello, Jack.
Like you're on the couch, doll.
I know, I feel at ease actually.
So you're just talking to the two fat lattes and about 20,000 gay people.
Yeah.
Rainbows out there. No. Now, did you have an experience with some straight men?
I do. Well, actually at my workplace, and
do you have a my mate, Matt?
I'll have to change his name.
You can change his name to protect the innocent.
I'll call him Steve, like his name starts with an S.
Does he drive a ute?
No, he drives a Commodore.
Oh, it's hot.
I know, but... My dilemma is that every time I see him and he talks to me, I lose all ability to talk. I'm just...
How bizarre.
My mouth just goes strange and I can't talk normally.
Does he have to say like one word or a sentence or is it something in particular or is it just...
Well, the only problem is though that when he talks to me, he just lifts up his shirt.
When he talks to you, do you feel like he's trying to say, I love you?
I just want a sort of passion, but
I know.
It's really bizarre.
Back. I know. What's the shirt thing? Why does he lift his shirt?
I don't know.
I know straight boys that do that too.
Is it subliminal messages, shirt lifter, you know?
I think it might be.
I think it's like when girls twirl their hair.
Oh.
Boys don't really have anything to twirl.
So they lift their shirt. Is it like the
snail
trail?
He has a snail trail.
He's got a snail.
But he's tanned as well there too.
Oh, tanned.
But I don't understand because it's winter.
He sounds heaven.
Oh.
But he is straight. I must say he is straight. Don't get any ideas that he's not straight.
No, we believe
you. He's totally straight.
Is it kind of like the wildebeest, you know, when they turn over and they show their bellies, they're submitting?
No, they're trying to get rid of ticks. That's alpha male behaviour.
Oh, really?
Well, he's trying to show you, he's exposing the underbelly.
And I've tried to observe if he does that to anyone else.
Does he?
He doesn't do that to the girls in the office.
Because then there would be sexual tension.
I know. But see, he works in the warehouse.
See, when boys are together on their own, they just love lifting their shirts up.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to do comparisons. He's saying, you know, I got dibs on the chicks.
Have you tried lifting up your shirt?
No, because I don't have abs like him. My stomach would just like sort of flop out.
Honey, that's beautiful.
And I don't think that's something he'd want to see.
Oh, some of them gag for that. Oh dear.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Join 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.